Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. How can I assist your call?
Yes, I had a charge taken out of my checking account from this number. I need to find out what kind of place this is.
So we're third-party customer support for companies who have products such as CBD oil, skincare products, and or dietary supplements. I can see what company has billed you.
I did not order anything or approve this charge out of my checking account.
Okay, see.
And I need this.
Well, what is your zip code so I can see what company has billed you?
It doesn't say what company. It just says marketing merchant.
So I can see what company has billed you. What is the zip code so I can know what company? Because this would be any company that has CBD oil, skincare products, dietary supplements, and or male enhancement products.
Well, I have no idea. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
This is the telephone that was hooked to the charge from my account.
Yeah, we're third party customer support. So whatever company that has billed you will be like a company that sells CBD oil, skincare products, dietary supplements, and or male enhancement products.
Well, how do I get this charge taken out of my, put this money back in my account?
Like I said, see what company that has billed you. What is the zip code?
Okay, hold on just a minute. I hope I don't lose you. Hold on just a minute. I have no zip code.
What's your name, man?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Captain. How Chris doing?
It just says OH. Ma'am.
What's the zip code?
There's not a zip code on here.
So
zip code. 27320.
What's the last name?
Deborah Pascal.
Yeah, and verify mailing address for me.
7404 Cherry Grove Road in Reidsville, North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, so what I see is Elevier face cream and eye serum. That's a skincare product that helped diminish dark spots, dark circles. It was ordered on April 11th. And when the trial wasn't canceled on the 29th of April, they billed for the product at $91.89 and $92.90.
Well, I did not order any product.
So what they can do?
I got a free sample.
All right. So it was a 14-day trial. And you had to call in and cancel within 14 days if you did not want to pay for the product that you received. I'm not sure that it was canceled. And I'm looking throughout the notes and the call log. I'm not sure that it was canceled or that anyone called in to cancel. And I could send a free bottle out. But being that it wasn't canceled, the product that you received, you paid for it at full price.
I did cancel it. I canceled it on the internet.
They don't have a site where you can cancel it online. You have to call in to cancel.
Well, it says unsubscribe.
That's unsubscribing for them to get receiving emails from the company. To not receive any more product, you have to call in to cancel, or even if you want to cancel the trial, you have to call in to cancel. Now, what we can do, we can give you a discount at 35% off for future orders.
I need this money put back in my account.
I understand, but unfortunately, I'm not able to assist with a refund. I can give discounts towards future orders even at 50% off. But part of the company's terms and conditions.
I need this money put, all of this money put back in my account.
I understand.
Or I'm going to report it as a scam.
I understand that, but part of the company's terms and conditions, I'm unable to assist with a refund. Because if you won't receive any more product or be billed for any more product, because the trial has already ended.
I have not received any product.
The product,
just a free sample.
That's the product you pay for.
I'm not going to pay this much money. I'm going to report it as a scam.
Hello. Like I said, I'm not able to assist with the refund. I can place it on a 30-day hold if you do decide to reorder, but that's all I can do it on my end.
Okay, who do I speak to?
I can get you transferred over to a supervisor. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Don't do nothing. If you can't pay for it, don't do it.
It wasn't never anything.
It was a free sample, and they screwed you. Exactly what they had done. It ain't your fault. It's